This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. AI political messaging, where ethics draw the line. Can AI speak for voters? Here is my answer. What happened? Build Canada, a political advocacy group, ran an AI-generated outreach campaign targeting Canadian voters, framing it as an experiment in modern political communication. The campaign sparked immediate backlash and renewed a debate about whether using AI to simulate authentic constituent voices crosses an ethical line. Critics and communication professionals are now questioning where legitimate persuasion ends and manufactured consent begins. The communication angle. Can you use AI to communicate on behalf of real people without their knowledge and still call it honest advocacy? No, you cannot. And calling it an experiment does not make it better. It makes it worse. Here is the core problem. Political communication only works when the audience believes the voice behind the message is real. The moment voters discover the outreach was generated rather than genuine, you've not just lost credibility on this campaign. You've burned your credibility on every future campaign. Trust, once broken in politics, does not recover on a news cycle. It recovers over years, if at all. Build Canada made a specific and avoidable error. They prioritized scale over signal. AI can help you reach more people faster. That is a real advantage. But the implicit contract in political communication is this: a real person cares enough about this issue to say something. AI-generated messages break that contract silently, which is the worst way to break it. Silent deception always surfaces eventually, and when it does, the story is never about the original issue. The story becomes about the deception itself. Build Canada is now proof of that. The experiment framing is its own communication failure. Labeling a controversial tactic as an experiment is a deflection strategy, and audiences see through it immediately. It signals that the communicator knows their approach is questionable, but wants credit for boldness without accountability for harm. That framing does not protect you. It confirms you knew the risk and ran it anyway. Here is what they should have done instead. Transparency is not the enemy of persuasion. You can use AI as a drafting tool, then have real people review, personalize, and send those messages. You disclose that AI assisted the process. You let the human voice lead. That approach keeps the scale advantage and keeps the ethical foundation intact. It is not complicated. It just requires prioritizing your long-term credibility over your short-term reach numbers. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on credibility architecture gives you a framework for understanding how trust is built in layers over time and how a single shortcut can collapse all of it at once. The Build Canada situation is a textbook case of sacrificing the foundation for the facade. The takeaway. Before your next outreach campaign, ask yourself one question: if a journalist discovered exactly how this message was created and published the full story tomorrow, would that story help or hurt you? If the answer is hurt, change your approach before you send a single message. That one filter will save you from most communication disasters. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.